This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Have you guys been following the whole story about the New Orleans prison breakout with the 10 inmates?
Yes.
Have y'all been keeping up? You've been keeping up?
Just that it was several.
Yeah, so yeah. So the search for 7 escape inmates in New Orleans has now entered the fourth day. I want to say it's the fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth or fifth day. And after a total 10 inmates escaped from the, it's called the Orleans Parish Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on Friday. That was early Friday. So 3 of the 10 has been captured, including one who pretty much went to his hood, got fresh. And they came right up there. They took a picture with his fresh ass. We had the fresh jeans and all that. They took a picture as they put him right back in that car.
Man, I know he was sick. Like, all, which, and he had like sick locks. What he needed to do was go ahead and get your head shaved up. Yep. And find you somewhere to be. You don't think they're gonna come check at the house?
Yeah,
check the house.
Yeah,
first place
yeah,
they're gonna go.
Yeah, so everybody was calling them stupid as hell for going back. And I'm not sure if it's the same guy or somebody else or the other 3 that got caught, but somebody else was on Instagram Live.
Oh man!
It was on Instagram Live. Yeah, I'm fresh out.
That's even worse.
So
they
I'm
know
not
exactly.
I'm
where
not
you are
sure
when
if it, I'm not sure if that's the same person that got caught in the hood, or is it one of the other 3?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but anywho, it's 7 of them still out there, and here is pretty much the Louisiana State Police update on the 7.
Y'all are aware when we spoke about 2 days ago, these fugitives may not just be in New Orleans. They possibly moved out to other parishes and to other states. And the combination of local, state, and federal law enforcement working collectively to ensure the capture and safety of everyone is our top priority. And we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended. We have had some leads in other states, and unfortunately, once again, those leads didn't pan out. And for those who are helping, I know they may be your loved ones, but you're not helping the public and you're not helping your family members because they have consequences for the actions they committed. We know in this country you have a lot of, you get a lot of freedoms, but with freedoms comes responsibility. And when you commit violent crimes, there are consequences. And those consequences are you remain in a jail or a prison until your day in court. And they chose not to do that and left the jail.
I guarantee you, I see the look on Reggie's face. The first time I did that, I had the same look on my face. I think I figured this out.
That's a Kennedy?
That's a dude that grew up in Boston but has lived for 20 years in Louisiana.
I was gonna say,
that's a combo Boston, New Orleans accent.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such
that's
a thing.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, Boston guy with a little Cajun
yes.
to him.
Yes, it was awesome.
I remember which word he said. One of those words in there, I was like, oh, that's not Boston.
Yeah, the way he said New Orleans,
yes,
that was definitely New Orleans, but yeah. everything but, else was...
I grew up in Boston, but I've been here since 1997.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to look up, see where you're from.
That explains things.
So multiple people are on the same wavelength here on the text line from the 346. Yeah. They got to be in Beaumont from the 832. I guarantee they made a beeline to Houston. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So a couple other things to this story is the Orleans Parish Justice Center said Friday that it has suspended three employees after the 10 inmates escaped.
Uh-oh.
And it's unclear what roles the employees played in this escape. However, the sheriff did say it was believed that the escape inmates received help from someone inside the jail.
Oh.
Had to be, right? 10?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I don't know exactly what would be necessary. I did see, like, that they got that the toilet and all the whole apparatus off the wall and everything. Yeah. And I'm like.
And you see how they wrote too easy, LOL, right there.
That's real nasty work. Like, you realize you're doing a jailbreak. Don't antagonize these people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll keep y'all updated on if the other people get caught. Okay. Hopefully they get caught, get them off the streets. Because
yeah.
we'll need because they got some crazy. They in there for some crazy stuff, so. We got to get them off the streets. Hopefully they ain't make it here to Houston.
How would you be on the lam? How would you be a fugitive?
I'd be a very bad fugitive.
No, where would you go? How would you hide? You don't go home, as we established.
Well, I mean, if you go home, you got to get in and get out. Like, you can't be there.
I think I would, to me, if this was premeditated, clearly it was, I got to have like a quick plan to, hey, get me in the car. We going to Mexico. Like, it got to be something
you
like
immediately
that.
Change your appearance.
I'm not hanging out. I'm shaving my head. I might put a wig on.
Yeah.
I'm changing everything and getting the hell out of that. I'm getting out of the South.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a plan. I was sitting here curious as you were talking, like, how would I be a fugitive? What would I do? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. I have not thought about this. And unfortunately, my brain works as such. Then I'm going to start putting it together. So everybody's like, Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico.
I'm shooting to Mexico, man, and never looking back. Yeah. I might not even tell my family.
Yeah.
I'm not even, I probably won't even hit them up.
Yeah.
I would just
Yeah, if you put them in danger now because they got to hold this lie as opposed to just not knowing.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I'm not calling. Hey, what's up, yo?
Borders and airports and trains, they're all going to be watched.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help.
Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so Joy Taylor mm-hmm. was on her podcast called Too Personal, TWO, Personal. Mm-hmm. And she was in the headlines this weekend over something she said.
Again.
She thinks prostitution should be legal.
No kidding.
I think that male loneliness is a massive problem.
Okay, so
I think non-getting male lonelies are deteriorating society. Yes,
how
I think
do
it is
we
a massive
it?
Problem.
What do you think the fix
One,
is?
One, I think we should legalize prostitution.
Okay.
I have been standing on this for decades, and I think that prostitution should be legalized.
Okay.
I believe that particularly men who have this sort of anger is because they don't get physical intimacy, mm-hmm. right? But they have convinced themselves the type of physical intimacy they would like is, their favorite porn star or favorite OnlyFans girl or this unattainable beauty on Instagram who is never, ever, ever, ever going to you or meet you or talk to you ever. They don't look for the physical intimacy that is around them. They don't go outside of their home. They don't go down to the local library. They don't go to their local bar. They don't go join a social group in order to meet people because they feel that this beautiful 10, whatever, is going to walk through their front door, and that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. But they sit there scrolling, like, hey, in the DMs, and they believe then that the women are not responding to them because of feminism.
What?
That is very interesting.
She went to way too specific a place.
Well, I mean, I have a feeling that she's been getting some of these DMs.
From what I got from this, she probably get a whole bunch of them DMs and be like, yo, you got to give me some money if you want to have a good time then.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, who knows? But she really doesn't think very, like, is it, I know that, you know, depression and loneliness and all that is obviously a very real and rampant thing, but she put everybody in that bowl. And she put everybody, like, there are a lot of single guys that just have a good life.
You know? No, I mean, I feel like that's one of those, if I ain't talking to you, I ain't talking to you type things that from her. The funniest thing about this for me, and of course, it's not even, like, fully on the point, she was like, these guys don't go down to the library and find them some baddies. Is that word?
Yeah.
Really? I just had not considered that you just need to go down to the library. Go down to your local library, check them out.
But see, the thing is, it is guys that still probably do that. Like, it's still, like, I think I kind of get wrapped up into it, too, just being on the internet. You think that's what life is?
Yeah.
And when you delete that app, if you're not on the app, like, it's still people out here that will talk to somebody in the grocery store or somebody down the street and they talk to them. It's not all of this OnlyFans stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just look on social media and think that's real life. Mm-hmm. It's like it's guys out here that will, you know, talk to somebody the old school way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess the idea is that in her mind, there's a growing number of folks who won't, and they need to find it. And if they got to pay for it, they got to pay for it from the 832. Wow, this whole time I've been wondering why I'm always irritated. Yep, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I can't say that it is, but let Joy Taylor tell it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, just stop DMing her, man, because she ain't going to answer. She ain't walking through the door no time soon.
We should try. Just hit her up.
Podcasting, huh? Podcasts.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, I want to see what Reggie feel about this one.
Me?
Yeah. I want to see because I feel like you might have some strong feelings about this one. So according to a new report, ChatGPT is now attracting more monthly traffic than Wikipedia.
Lazy. You lazy and you know it.
How y'all feel about that?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Do you think this is towards the death of Wikipedia?
I've never been a big Wikipedia fan. Like, you know, in a pinch you can use it, but it's very inaccurate or can be very inaccurate.
Oh, it's open source, but I think there's a lot of work done towards at least sourcing various things.
You kind of look at it as to kind of check a couple things.
Yeah.
If it's not
you better double check.
Yeah, no, that's not the only source.
Here's the irony. You better double check ChatGPT.
Oh, 100%.
You better double check that.
I think the way people, it's not a thing where you just copy and paste and that's it.
What you mean? That's exactly what people are doing. Like, here's the thing. If you've got a person who, and of course, I'm generalizing, I understand that, I'm putting that right up front. If you got a person who's like, rather than, you know, search and then go through and find the information within what I'm looking for, I'm just going to leave this to this algorithm. You think that they're going to take that and go, let me go now source this information and double check.
Yeah.
That's not the reason why you use ChatGPT, friend. Like, you start there because you don't want to do all that, except the problem is only God knows where the algorithm got this from. And you there is no guaranteed clause on that they're going back and that the algorithm has gone and checked this out. Like, you're just dependent on this, right? Yeah. So, yes, again, you're lazy.
I use it as kind of I don't really use it as a source or anything like that, but I kind of use it as an idea starter.
Oh,
like
a lot
of
people do.
I would type something in, and then it bring up a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, oh, and then that's when my brain get to going. Like, oh, I could do this. Like, I necessarily don't copy and paste.
I think ultimately, when it gets better, and you talk about the algorithm, and it's improved, and it's more accurate, and all that, I think all of these choose your favorite app. It's going to replace Google. It's going to replace everything.
Now, I will double back here because you did say that it's attracting more traffic than Wikipedia. And that doesn't mean that people are inherently using this particular AI in order to just search up stuff. Like, maybe they're using it to generate some level of ideas, which, again, I'll call you lazy. But like, maybe they're doing that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that people are just using it as a search engine in the same way that they would use Wikipedia.
I think they will eventually start using it because it's definitely quicker. And like we said, Wikipedia, sometimes it got its bad moments. But
the problem is Wikipedia is also in the internet. And I bet 10 times out of 10 that Wikipedia is factoring into what ChatGPT is giving you as well.
Sure. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. And so you're taking whatever inaccuracy you're saying on Wikipedia and adding it to anything else on the internet that this AI is pulling from. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. I think it's just quicker, though. Like, right now, like, you could, like, you got to actually type and search on Wikipedia. ChatGPT, you could just say what you're looking for and it get you probably about 50 pages of whatever.
I do have confidence that it's going to get really, really good, though.
When? And at what cost to that point?
And honestly,
I mean, just the work on the algorithm, the work on the research, refining, because they know this. They know it's inaccurate.
Yeah. You know. And honestly, I felt like we said the same thing about Wikipedia back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember my teacher saying, don't use it. Don't ever use it, which is, you know, true. But they was also telling us to look at a encyclopedia or look other ways. And so I think eventually it's just going to be the new Wikipedia.
I think so.
I will be the person. You can call me scared or what have you. I'm looking at y'all sideways. I am. I'm judging. I am being judgmental.
You're going to be on board in a minute. Just hold off.
I don't think so.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Are you guys, I want to ask y'all, are y'all familiar with using a USB drive properly?
Yes.
Of course.
So when you put in a USB drive, and then when it's time to take it out, you have to hit the eject button.
Hit the what? Hit the what? No, you just pull it out.
So you don't know how to use it properly.
Yes, I do. You stick it in and then you pull it out.
No.
Yo.
All right. You got to do.
All right. So apparently, Frito and Katie, the new morning show for 100.3 The Bull, our sister station, they was actually having this discussion, and the proper way to pull out a USB drive is to go to, I want to say, my computer, and you're supposed to right click and hit eject.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's a submenu on the bottom that'll give you an opportunity.
And shout out to all my Mac users. Like, if you pull that USB out, it's going to make a funky sound, and you're going to think your computer about to crash.
Oh, see, I've never had a Mac.
Yeah, but the same thing. So PC don't really do that, but the right way to do it, you're supposed to eject it because it could corrupt some files and stuff like that.
I think that's incorrect.
So Frito and Katie was talking about this. And apparently Frito did not know that. He was kind of on your side with it. He had no idea.
Yeah.
And Katie was talking about how she was living on the wild side, just pulling that USB drive out.
And here I was thinking I was living dangerously by just not ejecting my USB before yanking it out of my laptop.
What are you talking about ejecting? What do you, like, it's a disc? Do you have some weird, like, button you push to...
There's a,
What are you talking about? Ejecting a USB?
I know I'm
You're not
very bad at technology.
Yeah, you're horrible at technology.
What are you talking about? There's an eject button. Like before you take something out of your laptop, you're supposed to eject it.
What happens if you don't? Like, is it bad?
Do you hear that noise? That's the little air message. That's your computer protesting that you essentially severed a connection improperly. You didn't shut it.
Well, where's the button?
Am I crazy?
No one does this. Where's the button?
Where's the button? It's right there in that little menu.
No one knows.
Like where it tells you about the updates you don't care about.
Exactly. No one cares about. Right?
I'm with him.
It
doesn't hurt anything.
I think there is an opportunity that you get files corrupted. I just am in that place from like, usually if I'm using a USB, it's fine.
It's highly unlikely. So it really don't do it as much with the PC.
Yeah.
But Mac make a big deal out of it. If you pull a USB.
I'll give you that because I don't know.
Yeah, no. Nah, so I did know that, but honestly, I'd be lazy and I just put the USB in, pull it out. That's it.
Yeah. I'm the 713. I don't really know how to properly do that. I got five kids. So. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Touché.
Nah, it's an extra step. And it's the same thing with the Mac. You just got to right click it and then hit eject. And then properly eject the USB or whatever it is, and then it's safe to take out.
That's
how it's supposed to be, but I don't think PC really care.
Right. I'll say that when I use like an external drive, I'll eject it. With just like a thumb drive, it's cool.
Yeah.
I rarely have something on there that's gonna go crazy. And from the 832, they're attesting. They have lost files that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it happens once in a while, but I think it haven't happened to me in a very long time.
Dang, I had no idea.
Yeah,
yeah, but you be sitting in the car gassing up with it on, so I would expect nothing less of you.
Yeah, it don't surprise me you don't know nothing about this. Yeah. You probably just hit the off button on the computer. You probably don't shut it down properly. You just hold the off button.
No, I do. I shut it down.
I don't believe you.
I actually just close the lid most days, but I do. When I shut it down, I shut it down.
If you say so. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media. Someone says Cease Resource doesn't know how to do that. Yay!
Hey now.
Calm down. Cut it out. But coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. Clint and Ron will do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.